Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to describe a compassionate person in IELTS speaking, expert tips and sample answers. Describing a compassionate person is a common topic in IELTS speaking tests. This theme allows candidates to showcase their vocabulary, fluency, and ability to express personal experiences. As an IELTS examiner, I'll provide you with expert tips and sample answers to help you excel in this task. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In part 1, the examiner may ask you general questions about compassion. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Question: Do you consider yourself a compassionate person? Band 6 to 7. Answer: Yes, I think I'm quite compassionate. I often try to help people when I can, especially my friends and family. I believe it's important to be kind to others. Band 8 to 9. Answer: I'd like to think that I embody compassion in my daily life. I make a conscious effort to empathize with others and offer support whenever possible. For instance, I regularly volunteer at a local shelter, which I find incredibly rewarding as it allows me to directly impact those in need. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a compassionate person. Describe a person who is very compassionate. You should say, who this person is, how you know this person, what they do that shows they are compassionate, and explain why you think this person is compassionate. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about my grandmother, who is undoubtedly one of the most compassionate individuals I've ever encountered. She's been a constant presence in my life since childhood, and I've had the privilege of witnessing her kindness firsthand over the years. My grandmother's compassion manifests in numerous ways, but what stands out most is her unwavering dedication to helping others. For instance, she volunteers tirelessly at a local nursing home, spending hours each week reading to residents, organizing activities, and simply providing companionship to those who might otherwise feel lonely. Her ability to connect with people from all walks of life is truly remarkable. One particular incident that exemplifies her compassionate nature occurred last winter. During a severe snowstorm, she noticed that her elderly neighbor was struggling to clear his driveway. Without hesitation, she bundled up and spent hours helping him, despite the harsh weather conditions. This selfless act is just one example of how she consistently puts others' needs before her own. I believe my grandmother's compassion stems from her innate empathy and her belief in the importance of community. She often says that we're all in this together, and she lives by those words every day. Her actions demonstrate a deep understanding of human suffering and a genuine desire to alleviate it whenever possible. What's truly inspiring about her compassion is that it's not limited to grand gestures. She's equally attentive to small acts of kindness, like lending an ear to a friend in need or baking cookies for new neighbors. This consistent display of empathy and care has had a profound impact on me and everyone around her. In conclusion, my grandmother's compassion is not just a trait, but a way of life. Her ability to empathize, support, and care for others without expecting anything in return is truly admirable. She's taught me that compassion is not just about feeling for others, but about taking action to make a difference, no matter how small. Follow-up questions. Do you think compassion is an innate quality, or can it be learned? How can society encourage more people to be compassionate? Band 6-7 answer question 1. I believe compassion can be both innate and learned. Some people naturally feel more empathy, but I think everyone can develop compassion through practice and education. Band 8-9 answer question 1. While some individuals may have a natural predisposition towards empathy, I firmly believe that compassion is a quality that can be cultivated. It's akin to a muscle that strengthens with use. Through mindful practice, exposure to diverse perspectives, and education about social issues, anyone can enhance their capacity for compassion. Personal experiences and role models also play a crucial role in shaping one's empathetic responses. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Question: How has the concept of compassion evolved in modern society? Band 6 to 7. Answer: I think compassion has become more global in modern society. With social media and the internet, we can now see and help people in need all over the world. This has made many people more aware of global issues and more willing to help. Band 8 to 9 answer. The evolution of compassion in modern society is a multifaceted phenomenon. On one hand, globalization and technological advancements have broadened our scope of compassion. We're now more aware of global issues and can contribute to causes worldwide, fostering a sense of global citizenship. However, this global perspective has also led to what some call compassion fatigue. The constant exposure to suffering can sometimes desensitize people or make them feel overwhelmed. This has sparked discussions about sustainable compassion and the importance of balancing empathy with self-care. Moreover, there's been a shift towards viewing compassion not just as an individual virtue, but as a collective responsibility. We're seeing more emphasis on systemic compassion, where institutions and policies are being scrutinized for their capacity to show empathy and care. This has led to movements advocating for more compassionate approaches in healthcare, education, and even corporate cultures. Interestingly, scientific research into compassion has also grown, with fields like neuroscience and psychology providing insights into its benefits for both the giver and receiver. This has led to the integration of compassion-based practices in various sectors, from mindfulness in schools to empathy training in workplaces. In essence, while the core of compassion remains unchanged, its expression and understanding in modern society have become more nuanced, global, and evidence-based. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: embody, verb, to represent an idea or quality in a clear way. Example, her actions embody the true spirit of compassion. Innate empathy, empathy, noun phrase, natural ability to understand and share the feelings of others. Example, his innate empathy allows him to connect deeply with people from all walks of life. Tirelessly, tellously, adverb, with great effort and without stopping. Example, she works tirelessly to improve the lives of those less fortunate. Exemplify, to be a perfect example of something. Example, his selfless actions exemplify true compassion. Put others' needs before one's own, idiom, to prioritize others' well-being over personal interests. Example, a compassionate leader always puts others' needs before their own. Lend an ear, idiom, to listen sympathetically to someone. Example, sometimes the most compassionate thing you can do is simply lend an ear to someone in need. Examiner's advice. To score high in the IELTS speaking test when describing a compassionate person, use a variety of descriptive adjectives and idiomatic expressions to paint a vivid picture of the person's compassionate nature. Provide specific examples that illustrate the person's compassion in action. Discuss the impact of their compassion on others and society at large. Reflect on why you admire this quality in the person and how it has influenced you. Practice speaking about compassion in different contexts to improve fluency and confidence. Remember, authenticity is key. Share genuine experiences and thoughts to make your answers more engaging and convincing. For more tips on describing influential people in your IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to describe a person who has influenced your views on life. Additionally, to enhance your ability to discuss supportive relationships, which often involve compassion, visit our article on describing a person who is very supportive of you. By incorporating these strategies and expanding your vocabulary around compassion, you'll be well prepared to tackle this topic in your IELTS speaking test with confidence and eloquence.